Cape Talk.
The Open Line. Call 021-446-0567.
And we started with Martin Myers. How's it, Martin?
Morning, Kino. This is a gratitude post to the City of Cape Town and to everybody who was involved in the Light SA Red campaign last night. Mm. It was absolutely unbelievable and magnificent. Yeah. Photos of Cape Town Stadium, of the Castle of Good Hope, of the City Hall, of the Civic Center, of the wine farms and everything else. And on behalf of the whole organizing committee nationally, I'd just like to express our deep thanks to the City of Cape Town and Chapter for being able to get all the paperwork done so efficiently. Every protocol was observed. It looked magnificent, and I think government is listening to us. Sharif Baker, who is chairing it and steering the whole conglomeration of all the technical companies, is probably going to be having a meeting in the next couple of weeks with the minister, and it's absolutely amazing. And above all, the citizens of Cape Town who came out and took photographs last night. There were people, I was at the Castle of Good Hope, people who came down and said, wow, this is amazing. What is it about? I said, just use the hashtag LightSAred. Just follow it because it's a cry for help. I'd like to thank Cape Talk and everybody else for getting involved and highlighting the plight of this industry. It was magnificent last night.
Wonderful. Magnificent. Now, Martin, I think it's wonderful as well, and I'm very chuffed that the City of Cape Town came to the fore as much as they did. But for those who still don't know what it's about, just give us a little bit of an insight, please, because, you know, the banks were helping you with the bond for 3 months, and then all of that stopped. And a lot of the other support that government was supposedly providing to everybody has dried out. Where has that left people in the entertainment and related industries?
In a desperate plight. The technicians, the crew, the sound engineers, the lighting engineers, everybody has not seen relief, has not been able to get a seat at the table with national government to explain the plight. Bear in mind, there's no performance for artists or anything like that happening either. So this entire ecosystem is at the bottom of the value chain in terms of relief. And companies are closing faster than we can run through the alphabet. There was one company that closed 3 days after lockdown was promulgated. They're in the wedding industry. They couldn't cover their overheads. But it's about the individual crew, the crew companies, the sound technicians, the lighting technicians, the AV technicians across the entire value chain are not seeing relief, are not seeing relief from the banks, are not seeing relief from rental agencies and everything else. And it was a plea for help, which was started by Duncan Riley, by DWR in Johannesburg, to have the 5th of August as a date to highlight the plight in an efficient, highly professional, and highly organized manner.
Wonderful.
And I think that was what was achieved. We don't all have the answers, but let's sit around and engage. Let's not be like two railroad tracks speaking past one another. Let Sharif go and table the points, table the concerns that we have. Because bear in mind, when we come out of this pandemic, you are going to need sound. You are going to need lights. You are going to need shows to amplify your message. And we're incredibly grateful for the media for spreading the news and talking about it so efficiently and giving us a platform. Because the entire ecosystem, and including radio and yourselves, we're all in the same boat.
Yeah. I mean, I spoke to a friend of mine who's a programming manager at a radio station. Now, thankfully, they're still getting salaries, right? But they've been working with between 30 and 40% in decrease in salary. And they're the lucky ones, because they still have money coming in. Those independent people who used to freelance, people in the gig economy.
They've got nothing coming in.
No, they got absolutely nothing. And I think it's a sad state of affairs, you know. And, you know, unless you're a taxi industry, and unless you have the ear of government and they're worried about losing your vote and all the rest of it, they don't seem to give a damn. So, you know, I really feel it with everybody else out there too. And I would also encourage investment firms to potentially look at some of these companies that will eventually get back up on their feet and look at investing in them. You know, you look at a company like Woolworths, for example. They've lost quite a bit of their share price, yet Alan Gray, one of the investors, said, listen, they're moving in the right direction, so we're increasing our stake to 20%. Why can't, you know, people with a little bit of capital assist some of these businesses? Maybe they're tour companies, for example, who have been shooting the lights out prior to lockdown, and they still have the networks, they still have the access, they just can't do anything with it. This is a good time to potentially invest in those businesses and help them open up even more doors. So I am asking a broader community, other than government, who sits in their hands half the time, to come to the fore.
Absolutely. I mean, Kino, if you just take the wedding industry, it's worth millions in the Western Cape during wedding season. You cannot get one of the major venues for love or money. People yeah. book them up 2-3 years in advance. All the companies who worked yesterday have invested millions in tech, and they're run with solid people with great crew. I had a production company for many years, as you well know, and it was a great joy to be out there last night with your fellow compatriots. And these are companies that compete hand over one another for work, and that everybody coming together, because we're all in it in the same boat. I mean, the tech that was out there was worth millions last night.
Right.
Put up with a smile, lit at 6, taken down at 8, gone, with all the protocols done and everything else. So it's a huge shout out to everybody across the country. And I hear you, and perhaps investors should go and have a look, because there is wonderful equipment available, there are wonderful companies available to invest in, and there is money to be made, because we are going to be having events when this pandemic ends. It's how do we get across this area now, where the freelancers, the tech guys, the crew guys, the humpers, the workers, the set painters, the freelancers, as you say, are not getting relief. That's what's needed.
Martin, you've been a warrior. You've been a warrior, not like a warrior as an oak who worries all the time, but a warrior with a spear. You've been a warrior for the longest time, man. I appreciate the energy, and I appreciate you pushing us as well, because sometimes we need a bit of a kick up our bum. You know, we get very comfortable on radio. We earn our salaries and whatever, you know, but we need people like you to go, hey, man, come on, be part of this.
You know, the difference is you guys listen when there's a nuanced conversation and it's put across rationally, and you understand, because we are all in the same value chain.
Absolutely.
When you stand on stage, you need a microphone to talk. You need a stage. You need a production. You need a team.
Absolutely.
And that's what it's all about.
Absolutely.
So very, very grateful. Thank you.
Wonderful.
And just go and look at the hashtag LightSARed. Just have a look at that drone footage of Cape Town Stadium, and we can be incredibly proud of the city and the places that were lit up last night. Cape Town looked magnificent, and thank you to all the production guys and everybody.
Thank you, Martin. Martin Myers, he's with the Light SA Red campaign. They've been doing some phenomenal work there. And I'm challenging the Alan Grays of this world. I'm challenging the Brimstone Investments of this world. You've got capital. We know you've got capital. We know you put capital into smaller enterprises as well. We know you all do good work. But why not come together to try and save an industry? You will make some capital. You'll make money on that. I don't know. Maybe people from the big investment firms can actually call in, because they don't only invest money in, you know, these big fancy businesses that where we have billions and hundreds of millions circulating around. They do have smaller funds to support smaller businesses. So maybe I ask some of you to call in to see what you can do to assist the situation. Let's go to Sam in the Strand. Hey, Sam, good morning.
Morning, Kino. Right or wrong, you know, I've got another take on this explosion in Beirut. You know, these people have been using that very same chemical that exploded there to go around U.S. embassies and in African countries, blowing up these embassies with that exact same chemical that blew up there last night. So I don't really have much sympathy for those people.
Okay, so how do you know that they've used the exact same chemicals? Can you just help me out here?
Well, that is a prime ingredient for one of the biggest bombs that blew up the U.S. embassy in I think it was Tanzania.
Okay, and you're saying that the Lebanese were involved in this?
Oh, yes.
How do you know that?
Well, it was all over the news.
Which news?
ENCA, all the
That Lebanon blew up a U.S. embassy.
No, we didn't say Lebanon. They said Beirut. It came from Beirut.
Beirut blew up a U.S. embassy.
No, it wasn't Beirut. The country can't, but the 100%. People from Beirut.
Which people?
Tina, I don't know their names. I don't even know them.
Do you know the group?
They came from, yes, of course I know the
group. Who's the group?
Well, it was, one of them was attached to the PLO, which is Beirut was their headquarters at one stage.
Yeah, but what's the name of the group? I mean, I'm telling you why I asked, because I want to research this quickly.
The PLO.
So the PLO blew up a U.S. embassy using ammonium nitrate from Beirut.
Correct. Correct.
Okay, let me go and research that. Thank you for that advice there, Sam. Let's move on. Let's go to John in Heart Bay. Hello, John.
Hello, Kima. How are you?
Always good, sir. Thank you for asking.
I'm the Alan Windy John, if you remember, but I'm not telling you about him, though.
Okay.
You remember the second story I spoke to you about, one of my staff that got robbed?
Yes.
And then he found out the score is net, and then they said that we must pay them back. He's got to pay
them. The 1,000 rand, I remember that.
Yeah, that's right. So he went there, again, he went there, they held him at gunpoint and stole the money and took everything else from him and then ran away. So traumatized. Yeah, can you believe it? Tell you what, it's just beyond me. I mean, I feel so sorry for this guy, and I'm trying to help him as much as I can. But, I mean, he's sort of going for counseling. I mean, and they put a gun to his head. I mean, he's 20 years old, you know. So, but anyway, that's that thing there. That's, I wanted to give you feedback on that.
Okay.
And then secondly, I'm in Half Bay, because I drove into Half Bay this morning, and just as the protest started, so I right on the main road, got to almost by the circle. They just started the protest, and then I looked at these people, and they looked up, and they had rocks in their hands, and I thought, I'm going to do a quick U-turn. But the interesting thing was, they were all women. No men. Only women. Can you believe it?
Well, that's John in Heart Bay. Maybe you want to talk to me about your experience out there as well. I'm still looking for a story on ENCA. Let me just see. ENCA, where the PLO used ammonium nitrate to blow up a U.S. embassy. I can't find it, so I'm putting a search party out there, because Sam says he doesn't feel sorry for the people of Beirut, because those people, I use those words, those people used the very same chemicals to blow up a U.S. embassy. So if someone can please shed some light on this. I mean, at the moment, it still sounds like drivel, but I might be wrong. So if you can help me shed light on that, then yes. Please do call into the show and let's have a conversation, shall we? Let's go to Alex in Meadow Ridge. Hi, Alex. Good morning.
Hi, Kina. Good morning to everybody.
Morning, sir.
Kina, I have a suggestion.
Mm.
I want Trevor Manuel to make himself available to stand for president. I am turning 80 this year. He was the best finance minister this country has ever had in my 80 years. And I beg him, please make yourself available where you can stand for president.
Okay, well, thanks. And I'll see if anybody else supports that. I think Jonathan Moyo would disagree with you wholeheartedly. But there are lots of people who love Trevor Manuel. The question is, would Trevor Manuel make it as president of the ANC? That is where identity politics plays a very important role.
Maybe he must leave the ANC.
could be. Alex, thank you very much for that. Taking more of your calls this morning on 021-446-0567 and WhatsApp on 072-567-1567. Still looking for the story. ENCA PLO ammonium nitrate US embassy. Jeremy, put in a call to the U.S. Embassy as well. Just maybe they can help us confirm what Sam is saying. I have one story on ENCA. Ammonium nitrate fertilizer behind many industrial accidents. That's the one story. Where's the other? No, nothing. No, nothing. Anyway, I need help. It's 9:24. You're listening to Today, and I'm Kino Cummings. Hey, we've got Hilton. Hilton in Brackenfell. How's it, Hilton?
Yes, good morning.
How's it?
Yeah, it's good, thanks. Your side?
Good, thank you.
Good. Listen, I think the gentleman might just be a little bit confused here. there was a embassy bombing, and I think it was in Nairobi in 1998. You can just have a look. I'm not near a computer at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But it rings about 1998, and there was ammonium nitrate involved in that, but there was also TNT and some other explosive and a detonating cord, and it caused quite a bit of damage that time.
I'm not saying that ammonium nitrate was not used, but I mean, his words were, these people used ammonium nitrate to blow. So now he doesn't feel sorry, because, you know, the whole of Beirut are apparently terrorists. Because that is my inference, because if you don't feel sorry for thousands of people who've lost their lives and 250,000 people who've been displaced, then I don't know.
No, look, it's a terrible tragedy, this, and I think it's just an accident.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think it's just an accident. These things happen, but it's just, to me, to try and put the blame on a country because of something that happened many years ago. I can't see that connection.
And neither can I. Well, I thought I was the only one, Hilton. But thanks for the call, sir. You must have a good day, hey?
Yeah, you too, sir. Thanks.
That's Hilton and Brackenfell taking more of your calls this morning. Of course, there's another bright spot, but believes there was a bomb there. His name is Donald Trump.
Cape Talk. WhatsApp Kino.
072-567-1567.
Hi, Kino. I remember that story. It was in 1982 or 1981, somewhere around there, when the U.S. embassy was bombed. I don't think it was ammonium nitrate. I think it was a suicide bomber that drove a truck into the U.S. embassy and the barricades, and I don't know, about 300 odd soldiers died. I have no sympathy for the U.S. That was probably chickens coming home to roost, yeah. So this guy's talking crap. It wasn't ammonium nitrate.
Okay, but thank you for that. Now, I have a sympathy for all innocent people who die, by the way. I've got to tell you. Where is this now? I'll tell you. I'm checking up the story. On August the 7th, between 10:30 a.m. and 10:40, that's local time, suicide bombers in trucks laden with explosives, parked outside the embassy in Dar es Salaam in Nairobi, and almost simultaneously detonated. 213 people were killed, and while 11 were killed in Dar es Salaam, an estimated 4,000 in Nairobi were wounded, and another 85 in Dar es Salaam. And I'm still looking for what was used in it, but I'm still trying to find the link with Beirut. Because don't tell me you don't feel sorry for people and tell me, yeah, they used that chemical to blow up embassies when you can't remember which group. You talk to me about the PLO. I'm like, okay. And then you tell me it's on ENCA. I can't find a single reference to it.